Thanks for coming, Black Car. How can I help you?
Hey, Paula. This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time to chat?
Hi. Who's this?
Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, yes.
Hi. I see you filled out a web registration and you were interested in some working capital.
Yes.
Yeah. Is this a good time to chat right now?
Yeah, you can chat right now.
Great. Let me just confirm some info from you and then I'll answer any questions you have, okay?
All right.
What's your company name?
Black Car Orlando Corporation.
Black Car Orlando Corporation. And is that your DBA as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the structure of the company? Is it?
Corporation? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, is it an S corp or a C corp?
It's an S corp.
Okay. Ian, how long have you been in business?
8 years.
8 years. Okay. And is the address for the business 6508? Looks like Piccadilly Lane.
I have an office, but it's a different address. And Piccadilly Lane is just a home-based office, but I have an office address too.
Oh, what's the address for the location then?
7600 Southland, like the Southland all together, Boulevard, Suite 111.
Suite 111. And what city is that in? Is that Orlando as well?
Orlando zip code 32809.
32809.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're the owner, correct?
Yes, I'm the owner.
Are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. You are 100%. Okay, and a good email for you is paul@blackcarorlando.com.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Great. Okay, so we have many different programs depending on your specific needs. So why don't you tell me a little about what you're looking for, and then I'll point you in the right direction.
Right. So what I'm looking for is some cash flow to pay off some debt, pay workers for the company, stuff like that, you know.
Okay, so for debt, what kind is it? A previous working capital loan, is it?
It's a business. It's a business loan, like a vehicle loan. I have vehicles loan that I need to pay because I have a fleet. So that's pretty much what it is, you know.
Okay, and how much is that for?
How much?
Yeah.
It's about $9,000.
For the loan?
Yes.
Okay. What was the APR on that loan? Do you remember?
How long it take?
Yeah.
It's about 2 years.
Okay. And was this a working capital loan or?
No, it's a vehicle loan.
Okay. And for the payroll, how much are you looking for? How much are you looking for total?
Total, I'm asking for a minimum of $20,000.
Okay, so $20,000.
Yes.
And $9,000 would be used to pay that business loan?
Business loan, and $3,000 employees. The rest is going to be put on marketing, like Google AdWords, you know. I have a website, so I advertise the website. So
okay, rest for marketing. Use Google AdWords.
Yes.
Okay, and your website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And and for the business loan, is that, how much was it total?
How much it was in total?
Yeah.
It was $11,000. I paid $2,000, so I'm behind $9,000.
Okay, and you paid $2,000.
Yeah.
And the payback on that was 3 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 2 years. Two. Not three. Two.
2 years.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for $20,000 total. How much, when would you need it by? Like, are you looking for it right away or?
Oh, yeah, as soon as possible, you know.
Okay. And how long have you been looking for this particular loan? Have you applied with anybody else?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing a shopping around, see who can get me the best rate and stuff, you know. This is what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Most people do that. Who else have you applied with?
Oh, several companies. I got 10 companies so far, you know.
Oh, so you're
I've been working on this. Yeah, I took the day off just to take care of this, you know. It's slow right now, so, you know, I have to make sure the company keeps running. This fund is going to be very, very helpful, you know, especially with the marketing and stuff. Because, I definitely need that cash coming up, you know.
Okay, so you need this, I mean, right away.
Oh, yeah, right away. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would be your, I know you're using it for marketing. What would be your return on investment for that?
Usually 20% that I invest, you know, let's say I put it $2,000, I got $10,000 in sales pretty much. That's the average, you know. Okay. For every 20% that I invest, I got, you know, returning. For everything that I invest, you know, I got usually 20% for everything that I invest, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad, but, you know, I have to keep up. If I stop, you know, I mean, it's like a train wreck, you know.
Yeah definitely. You don't want to get caught up.
Oh, yes, you know. Got my ball. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are, like a limo service?
Yeah, a limo service. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd you get into that?
I'm sorry?
How'd you get into that industry?
Well, I used to be a driver, then I ended up, you know, working in the office, and I ended up, you know, having customers. The company that I used to work for, they closed, and I kept the customers, and I opened my own business. That's how it happened, you know. They ended up closing, and I kept the customers, and I'm still using the service. I'm still providing the service for the same customers for several years, you know.
Oh, wow, okay. So it all kind of just worked out that way, huh?
Yeah, you know, like, keep doing the same thing for a long time. People know who you are, your service, and everything, so that's what
really,
I do.
You really built that pipeline. They didn't want to let go, huh? With your, what bank do you usually use for?
I'm sorry, for the?
For your business.
Repeat the question, I missed that.
What bank do you use for your business?
Bank of America.
Okay, and do you have a line of credit with them?
I'm trying to, you know, because I'm doing this like last minute, because it's like I was busy until then. I have to go to the bank, and also I'm gonna have to. If I don't have anything from you guys or anybody else, I'm gonna have to talk to the bank about it, you know. But I'm still working on this, you know. I'm doing several things at the same time. Whichever I got first, you know, first time I'll be approved and got the funds, I'll be settled in, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So you don't want to go to them. You would prefer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. One sec.
$130.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I was interrupting. Say that again.
So you prefer not to go to them for it?
Yeah, that's my last resource, you know. I mean, I'm trying to do this online and get the phone calls and send out the paperwork and everything. So whatever I got first, you know, I don't have to do this all the time. So I'm planning to get this as quick as possible and as soon as possible. And if I, of course, I have to keep trying until I get something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. For the business loan that you have that you want to pay off, who is it through?
If the business that I have, I want to pay off?
Yeah, the business loan.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys are going to do this, like a monthly payment, a statement. I don't know how you're going to do this. But I'm just open for any suggestions or just tell me the way. I mean, I don't know how you do this, but like I said, you know, I have to maybe a monthly payment or average payment. I don't know. But
yeah,
definitely.
We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments available, so... So, I mean, we'll definitely be able to get you something. But, you know, you said you're paying off the $9,000 business loan, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, who is that through?
It's called Go Financial.
Go Financial.
Yes.
Okay, and are you? Did you apply with them again, or you just? How was your experience with them?
If I say that again, ma'am, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Did you apply with them again, or?
See, I have three cars with them, and the other cars are just doing fine. But there's one that's going to be. If I don't see any money coming through, they're going to have to repossess the car. You know.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So I can just try to pay this off till I get some boost, you know, some fresh air, you know, start fresh. I don't have to worry about the car being repossessed or anything because I'm not going to need the car for my business, you know.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to need the funding, like I said, you know. I don't want to get caught up having no cars to provide the service, right? So, and the other cars are doing okay. I have a fleet, like I said for you. I have a fleet. So the others are still good, but, you know, I just need the funding to like breathe. That's all.
Oh yeah, definitely. What were your sales like last year?
Last year I did over $300,000. It was $341,000 in sales.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yes. $341,000
in sales.
Yes.
And
the year before it was $300,000. So. I was growing until then, you know. So it's like 300,000 in 2014, and 341,000 on 2015.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how do sales look like this year?
I don't know what happened, to be honest. I mean, it's been since December, January, February was doing great, like $50,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
And then from March it started declining. I don't know what's the reason. Maybe Uber. I don't know what's the other, you know, what's the reason, but it's kind of declining from $50,000 I have averaging right now, $20,000, $25,000 a month, you know.
Okay. So 25K a month. Yeah. Okay, and how would you rate your credit? The national average is about 680, so would you be above that?
I mean, I think right now because the cars has been reported as a late payment over 30 days, I don't think my credit score is that good right now. It's like something between below average or average. More, okay. You know. Yeah.
That's fine. So, we have programs that will work with all credit tiers, so that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, with your sales being at 341 and you looking for, you know, 20, we shouldn't have a problem. Our working capital is based on sales. We can generally free up about 10%. So we can definitely work with you here. So for us, it's a quick one-page application. And we would need 6 months of bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
Your most recent tax return.
Right.
And do you guys take credit cards for payments?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so then 4 months of your most recent merchant statements as well.
All right, that's good. You know, send it over. Then I'm prepared. So that's, you're asking pretty much what everybody's asking for.
Yeah.
So I have all set up to send it over. Okay.
Yeah, and once you get it to me, I'll submit it as soon as I can, and we can generally get you an answer within 24 hours.
All right, great. What's your name again?
Nicole.
All right, Nicole. So I'll wait for your email. All right.
Okay, and the email is paul@blackcarorlando.com, correct?
You got it right. Yeah, Nicole. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll go over and send it right now then.
All right, thank you so much for your call. All right, thank you.
Paul, when's a good time to follow up with you about everything?
Well, you know, I'm pretty much 24/7, so you can call back anytime.
Okay, is a good time to call back tomorrow if I don't hear back from you?
Yeah, you know, yes, you can call back anytime. I mean,
okay.
All right, I'll go ahead and follow up with you tomorrow. If I can respond to you, I just tell it to you. If I have a customer or something, I'll just let you know right away. Just call me back later. But okay. You can call anytime, all right?
Okay, sounds good. I'll follow up with you tomorrow, and we'll get everything started for you.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Thanks again.
Thanks, Paulo. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.